DW.
It's lunchtime at the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito, California. Over 100 elephant seals are waiting to be fed. They're hanging out in small pools or sunbathing on the concrete. The pups are regular guests, says Director of Veterinary Science Sean Johnson.
Every year we get a huge influx of these young elephant seals. They're separated from their mother usually for a variety of different reasons. A big storm could come in and wash them off the rookeries and separate them from their mom, and they don't reconnect with their mothers. So we have to bring them in here and give them rehabilitation.
The pups look a lot like common seals, apart from their huge eyes. Many of them have painful-looking wounds on their bodies and heads. It's where a ship's propellers hit them. All of the pups are 4 to 6 weeks old and weigh around 40 kilograms or 88 pounds. That may seem like a lot, but in fact, they should be much bigger at this stage of their life. They should weigh 3 times as much as they do now.
Elephant seals have a really short maternal period where their mom gives birth and then they nurse them for only about 28 days. They're not ready at that point to go into the wild and start catching fish on their own. They will be on the beach for another month, hanging out with the other young elephant seals, playing in the surf, learning how to catch little surf fish. But if they get separated too early and they're too thin, then we need to feed them because that natural instinct hasn't kicked in yet.
You can't just toss them a fish and expect them to eat it, Johnson explains. Instead, the pups are administered fish mash directly into their stomachs. In the kitchen, half a dozen people are busy grinding up herrings in a blender, mixing it with water and salmon oil, preparing fish smoothies, they call it. They fill the mash into huge plastic syringes.
Okay, we need those two. Should we start with those two?
In the pens, a volunteer is restraining a pup, pressing it firmly to the ground. Another volunteer inserts a long plastic tube into the animal's stomach, connects the tube to one of the syringes, and pushes the fish mash down into the pup. Ultimately, though, the pups have to learn how to eat whole fish to survive in the wild, Johnson says. That's what happens in the so-called fish school.
Imagine if you're here and someone throws a herring at you. You've never seen it before. It's probably not a fish that you would normally eat, so you're biologically not hardwired to understand what that is. It takes some time to be like, oh, this is food. How do I eat it? Oh, I have to position it in my mouth properly. Then I have to swallow it. It's quite a process.
In the beginning, volunteers just put fish into the animal's mouth and make them swallow it against their will. Then they wiggle fish around in front of their noses. In the end, they will just toss fish into the pool, and the elephant seals will hopefully pick the food up from the bottom. With young sea lions, it's easier, Johnson says.
We don't go through the whole fish school. We more just offer them fish, and they learn to eat fish by watching the other sea lions most of the time. We also, in sea lions, will provide them with live fish to help stimulate that, natural drive to catch a fish.
Unlike elephant seals, sea lions can become quite attached to people, though. That might cause problems later in life when they return to the wild. They might harass people for food, for instance. Volunteers have to be careful to prevent sea lions from getting too used to humans. They always try to keep a distance. There's another marine mammal that takes quite a while to learn how to cope in the wild. Sea otters. The Monterey Bay Aquarium, a 2-hour drive south of San Francisco, has several sea otters on exhibit. They also take in orphaned sea otter pups. When orphaned sea otter pups come in, volunteers will first bottle feed them with a milk formula. Then the pups are introduced to solid food, like what they will come across in the ocean. Not all food items are equally easy to eat, though, explains animal care specialist Sadrine Hazan.
So we typically start with surf clam tongue or whole surf clam adductors, and then as they get a little bit more coordinated and they eat that, then we can move to squid. But squid is really chewy and gummy. Sometimes they have a difficult time with that. And then the very last thing will be shrimp.
When the Sea Otter program first started decades ago, it wasn't very successful, Michelle Stadler explains. She is a Sea Otter program manager at Monterey Bay Aquarium. She and her team raised the pups on their own in a tank and then released them when they were big enough.
And that really didn't work very well. They just didn't have enough experience. If you put them in a tank with only 2 feet of water, you throw food in there, they go out all of a sudden in the big ocean. Pretty big shock to go from a little tank to the big ocean and suddenly figure this out.
Most of the released sea otters ended up swimming for miles and miles until they got exhausted and had to be taken into captivity. Sea otters need to know how to forage for clams, mussels, and other food on the bottom of the ocean. They need to know how to open shellfish and feed on them. In the end, a sea otter can learn those things only from another sea otter. That's when the surrogate mother program came into being. Female otters from the aquarium exhibit acting as mentors for the orphaned pups.
What really triggered it was a female otter came in while in-house. She had a stillborn pup. And at the same time, we ended up getting a pup that lost its mom. So we decided to put the two of them together to see what would happen. He took to her really well, and she became sort of our first surrogate mom. Her name was Tula.
The researchers found out, even when Tula hadn't been pregnant before, she would willingly adopt pups and raise them. And so would other otters. Sadrine Hassan said she'd seen it happen multiple times.
We have two females right now. You put them in, and within the first hour, that female is already trying to feed the pup, to tow it on her chest, to groom the pup, whether or not the pup wants it or not. It's an amazing behavior that they will exhibit this, even though it's biologically not their own offspring.
She will teach him everything else an otter needs to know. This way, with a little help from some otter moms, the conservationists can be sure the sea otter will make it in the wild.
This report was brought to you by DW.